A 9 on the WOKV weather meter from the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. High pressure still influencing our forecast off to our east and northeast in the Atlantic. So onshore winds continue today near 80 at the coast for highs much of the day in the 70s. We'll be in the lower to mid 80s as you look inland with mostly to partly sunny skies for our neighborhoods here in northeast Florida. If you have any plans outside this evening, perhaps a light jacket needed. We'll be dropping from the 70s into the 60s, kind of similar to the past couple of nights, but overnight we'll bottom out of the lower to mid 60s. Then Thursday, southeasterly winds, a touch more humidity, but not too bad. A mix of sun and clouds. Highs will climb to the mid 80s, though, inland and low 80s at the coast. Partly cloudy for Friday. It'll be warm, an approaching cold front. Won't really be noticeable here, perhaps a passing band of clouds. An isolated sprinkle possible, but not significant rainfall. Highs before that make it into the mid-80s. Then that front passes by. We drop down to the low 60s on Saturday morning. But here comes your weekend. Mostly sunny skies. Low 80s for highs on Saturday. Upper 70s at the coast. And low 80s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, but no significant rainfall over the next 5 days. And in the tropics, nothing going on. We'll keep you updated, of course, here in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenball. I'll see you on TV this afternoon and evening on Action News Jax. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Biedenball for 104.5 WOKV.